Awareness of just how many of us suffer from mental health issues has soared in recent years, but a new report finds private sector funding is failing to keep up with demand. The report by investment company Future Generation finds funders are confused by what they see as an overly complex and uncoordinated sector. It calls on charities to lift their game to try and tap into this potential funding stream. Barbara Miller reports.
In any given year, one in seven young people and one in five adults will experience mental health issues. And there's a smorgasbord of organisations out there trying to help.
We have 573 mental health charities alone in Australia. I mean, that number has escalated astronomically.
Louise Walsh is the CEO of Future Generation, an investment fund which supports youth mental health charities.
Young social entrepreneurs are now wanting to set up mental health charities. It's very much the new trendy area. And that's great. That entrepreneurship is fantastic. But what I worry about is the sustainable funding.
Future Generation has engaged the consultancy firm Ernst & Young to try and find out why private investors are not donating more to the mental health sector. 56 philanthropists and corporate foundations were surveyed.
The main finding was that private funders are avoiding mental health funding because it's too complex. It's confusing. There's a whole lot of duplication going on amongst the charitable sector about how they're delivering services for mental health. So private funders are saying, we don't understand where we can fund relative to where governments are funding as well. Only 4% of philanthropic donations actually go to mental health charities. I mean, I had one funder, in fact, two funders say, you know what, I'd be interested in funding in mental health, but no one's actually ever asked me.
The report makes six recommendations, among them that charities communicate their message better, potentially consolidate, and that they highlight what they achieve and not what they do. Outcomes, not output, as the report puts it. Kevin Barrow is the CEO of the Butterfly Foundation, a charity working with people with eating disorders, which receives some of its funding from Future Generation. He says quantifying outcomes can be a challenge for the sector, but agrees it could do better.
Look, I think in some areas it is more difficult. For example, we do a lot of work to improve people's view of body image, and build a high degree of self-esteem. You can't really track the outcome of that very easily many, many years from the point of intervention. So there are some challenges around that. I think, however, in some of our clinical programs, then we can very easily measure our impact.
The report, Australia's Mental Health Crisis, will be released publicly tomorrow.
Barbara Miller reporting there.